Vote is now enabled.
I think everybody in Ameriplan's on this call tonight, Steve. It sounds like they're clogging up. I hope you're ready because we're ready to hear you. Folks, I tell you, it's another Monday night. We're going to have this continuing going on of our advanced training about building this business, and I'm just excited to have the opportunity to share the microphone for a few moments with just an awesome leader, and the guy has taught me so much about this business and probably he still wonders some days how I've gotten as far as I have. But you know what? I'm a good copycat. That's the bottom line, like Troy always said. So, you know, guys, we want to kick it off. We're in a new month. We had an awesome month last month, Steve, and tell you what, promotions are happening right and left. People are popping RSDs, and I tell you, that's what it's all about, and driving that check. So without further ado, we want to go ahead and turn it on to the master himself, a gentleman who mastered this system and has guided us through the pathway, our very own $150,000 Founders Ring earner, Steve Luxenberg. Steve, you with me, buddy?
I sure am, OH. I appreciate it. And a great congratulations to you and ETM Prosperity for a phenomenal July. Same thing is due to so many of you that are out there. I wish I could take all these promotions and just even read them off, but I know you'd hang up before I got done because it would take me about 15 minutes. Let me just say congratulations, guys, to every single one of you. True Team, you rock. We got 3 of the top 10 on the scoreboard, and a phenomenal month across the board. Ameriplan tore it up. 1,300 more brokers added to the brokers than last month. Great record month. And then 30,000 members. My goodness, you guys tore it up. And they're just working double, triple time there in Plano, Texas at our international headquarters, getting caught up on it all and getting it all out. You tore it up. I'm so proud just to let me recognize a few because these are extraordinarily notable accomplishments. First of all, out of Oregon, a great friend of mine adopted into True Team, Senior Regional Sales Director John Rogers, finished number 2 in the month of July. And that is a phenomenal accomplishment, really. And my son in the very next room, who I hadn't actually got a chance to congratulate yet because I haven't actually seen him face-to-face today, we're both in the game and we're after it, finished number 7 out of the 60,000 brokers. My just-turned, brand-new 20-year-old son finished number 7 in the month of July as a recruiter, top recruiter in this company. And then True Team's own national sales director, Phil Scruggs, out of Kentucky, finished number 9. And you guys tear this thing up. You continue to prove that the scoreboard don't lie. And there's so many more success stories. I just got off the phone with Deborah Silvaggio. 4 frontline RSDs this month. Don't know how many downline. Closing in on NSD. Unbelievable pace. Scott McCollum hit senior executive sales director on Friday. We're not even celebrating it because he's going to be a national sales director in Ameriplan tomorrow. The guy won't even have a chance to be properly recognized, just like Phil Scruggs and some of the other warriors, blowing straight through from RSD to NSD in a matter of months. And we congratulate every single one of you for phenomenal accomplishments. The promotions, the regional sales directors, the record number of enrollments that we've had. And, you know, just to give you an idea, my little organization, True Team, great number 1 fast-growing team in Ameriplan, top producers, we're still one piece of this huge company, right? 30,000 members, and my organization did almost 1,500 of those 30,000. You guys are just so good at what you do, and our system is so proven. Let me just say congratulations, and now let me tell you how to do it. Because if you're on this call tonight and you're listening, and I don't even want, mostly I get 99% great feedback, great training, great calls, and then I get 1% feedback, you know, there was too much hype in there, too much psych in there. And, you know, you got to take that. Nobody can please everybody all the time. But recognition is due where recognition is due. And the reality is we're excited. We have a lot to be excited. We're passionate. We have a lot to be passionate about. And, guys, I'll tell you, the scoreboard don't lie. And when you win, and when your people win, and when your people's people win, we have something to toot our horn about because we can be a great encouragement to people when we're reading them that script. TrueTeam.net/script. the only endorsed script you've ever heard me pitch. You've ever heard any of the top 10 recruiters pitch. You ever heard my son pitch or anybody else on the scoreboard pitch. The only authorized script is trueteam.net/script. This is the script of the Warrior Champions. They do not use any other script. That is a word-for-word process of what they say. You listen to the top aces on this call last Monday night say they read the script word-for-word. The oils from their fingers wear out the paper until they reprint it. What are they doing to be successful? You want to copy them? Go to trueteam.net/script. When it comes up and you see Zig Ziglar there, right-click and print. By the way, want to give a great gift to the people on your team? Print it out. Put it into a parchment and send it to them by snail mail. Let them know. We're serious about this. The scoreboard don't lie. This is word for word what the Warriors say to get $100,000 a year in residual income in just 2 years' time. Word for word. They're going to tell you what to say, to whom to say it, how often and when, with what voice tone and inflection, at the frequency rate, what leads to buy, what's hot and what's not, so you can win. You see, the scoreboard don't lie. All the people doing this are the winners. And let me tell you, it's more than just having three True Team people on the scoreboard at the top 10 out of 60,000. It's more than that. Because if you look at the top 100, 80 of them are doing this same thing. They're right here on this call doing this same thing. So when you get to that portion in the script and you stop and pause like indicated in parentheses and all capital letters and you say, Bob, besides our proven system, the best thing you're going to get when you decide to do our Ameriplan business is me. I'm going to coach you in our proven system. I'm going to plug you into our proven system, and you're going to join me on a 24-month pace, a track to $100,000 a year in residual income. Let me tell you, I'm going to talk about Ameriplan Health here in a minute. I'm going to give you all the updates on Ameriplan Health. It's the most exciting day. It'll go down in history. Today, mark your calendar. Draw a big, gigantic circle around today. I don't care what happened in your life today, by the way. I want you to draw a circle around Monday, August the 2nd on your calendar in red. And your cat may have gotten over by the garbage truck today, and your kid might have not got promoted into their high school class today. All kinds of stuff that happens to all of us happened today. But I want you to circle this date as a highlight in your life for one reason and one reason only. We'll all look back on Monday, August the 2nd, and remember only one thing about today. Ameriplan released Ameriplan Health. The prototype hit the streets Monday, August 2nd, 2004. I can't wait to give you more on that, but let's get back to that script. You see, posturing yourself as a recruiter is one of the strongest things that you can do when you're using that script to enroll people. I've had an awful lot of time with some new brokers lately that have called me up and said, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, and I'm not getting 5 to 10 brokers a month. It's not, you know, I got 100 leads, I got one broker, man, them leads suck, jeez almighty, you know, I mean, look what happened, I called it juvenile, and this and that, and they didn't answer the ad, and they were really registering themselves for a free giveaway and all that. I said, all right, I understand. I do. I really understand, man. I have called more internet leads than you could ever even get in your inbox in one lifetime. Let me tell you, I understand. Let's do this, and here's what I do. And be careful if you call me for coaching, because here's what I'll do to you. Ring, 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 ring. This is your prospect on the phone. Pitch me. Whoa, they go, oh, yeah, whoa, whoa. You know, what? I'm your prospect. I'm here. I'm the guy. You picked up the phone. You got me. My name's Steve. Pitch me. What do you say? Yeah, let me get that script. It's around here somewhere. Hello? Is Robert... this is Robert. Yeah, Robert... Wait a minute. I know that script. What, you want me to read this? What do you... They have nothing to say. They can't read the script, people. You've got to read that thing 10 times out loud to the trees when nobody's looking. Out loud 10 times to the trees in the backyard. Then, from an inanimate object, you go to a live object, an inanimate object, and you go to the kitten, the cat, the dog, the bird. I want you to say it to a live animal. Go to the turtle, look at the goldfish, and sit the cat down in front of the dish while the cat is licking up the water. You read the cat the script. You've now spoken to a live being. Then you're ready to go to your spouse, partner, cousin, brother, best friend, or neighbor, and read them the script word for word out loud and say, grade me, wife. You're my wife. Give me a grade here. I'm going to read this thing to you, and I want to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well I'm doing with this script. Do I sound like I'm reading a Dr. Seuss book? That's a 1. A 10 means you didn't know I was reading anything. Sign you up. All right? I want to know how I sound. Now, if your spouse gives you a score of 5 or more, you're ready to call your sponsor. And here's how you call your sponsor. If you're still here from the new broker training call, then you know that you've been told 8 times in the past hour and 15 minutes to call your sponsor. We operate on a system of mentoring and coaching that is intercodependent on you stepping up to the plate. This will not work because your sponsor will not chase you if you sit there and wait for your sponsor to reach out and drag you along. We've learned you can't push a rope. We've learned that you work with people that are teachable, coachable, hungry, have the burn in the pit of their stomach, and are ready to operate and step outside of their comfort zone and get in the game. Those people step up to the plate to take their swings. We don't have to chase them. We don't have to call them. We don't have to babysit for them. They're hungry. They have families to feed. They're scared for their future. They know they have no retirement. They need extra income now. They need to make this work now. They're all over their sponsor like white on rice. We've learned, people, to work with them and them alone. Work with the right people. We don't chase our downline. But here's what you do. You go and you read the script 10 times to the tree. Sounds stupid out there. Just hope the neighbors ain't watching. We know how stupid it sounds. If you got to do it at night, take a flashlight. That's what I did. The cat never paid any attention to me anyway, so that wasn't rejection. And my wife, she loves me. She says, "You are all right, man. You are all right." So I got up a little guts and I'm talking to live humans now. It's time to call your sponsor. Your sponsor's going to answer the phone and say, "This is Troy, can I help you?" And here's what you say. "Is Troy Cotterman there?" "This is Troy Cotterman." "Hello, Troy Cotterman. My name is Janet Schreck. And the reason I'm calling is because you recently responded to one of our websites on the internet in the email. And does my name ring a bell to you?" "Janet Schreck?" "Oh, yeah, the website. Yeah. Great. Listen, the reason why I'm calling is I wanted to see if you could make an extra $250 to $500 a week starting right now. Would that still help you?" Now listen, Troy Cotterman's done this with about 1,000 people. You don't have to get 3 sentences into this thing, and he knows he's got a tiger on the line, and let me tell you the end result. He's going to help you with your script. He's going to love you and encourage you. And he's going to share with you the very best prospects he's got. He's going to take you out on 3-way calls. He's going to give until it hurts. And he's going to team up and coach and mentor you to warriorhood success. Now, I don't know who your sponsor is, but if your sponsor doesn't respond that way when you call them and pitch them tomorrow, then you call your sponsor sponsor. You may be in business by yourself, but you're sure not in business. You may be in business for yourself. Man, I got tangled there. You may be in business for yourself, but you are not in business by yourself. We are a true team. And all day long, we're on three-way calls, sharing and helping and serving as leadership. It's a servanthood ministry of leadership. Call your sponsor. They'll be thrilled to team up with you. And that is one of the most powerful pieces of advice that I could ever give you in order to get in the recruiting game. These people doing it, they've all done it the exact same way. From me to every person that you see on the scoreboard. They started right here on a training call. They got their arms around either talking to their friends, calling in favors, or getting on the internet and pitching the script. They understand. I'm either going to talk to people I know, or I'm going to pitch that script to people I don't know. And that's about the bottom line here. There's a lot of groups and a lot of teams in Ameriplan, and they're phenomenal. What the Jarvis Group is about to do in Texas with the release of this health plan by each putting on 20 members right there in Houston is going to be such a kicker. I can't wait for them to get their arms around that thing and release it nationally to all the rest of us, because we're going to whoop them all in a horrible way, as we do in everything else, for the scoreboard don't lie. I'm excited about the way this thing is spreading, and I'm jumping around, guys. Holly has taught me, don't jump around, you know, stick on what's, and I'm jumping now. But I'm so excited about Ameriplan Health, I really am. You know, when we started with this little dental plan 12 years ago, I think them guys had to run around and basically, you know, hey, why don't you sign up for our dental plan here? We've got three dentists within 30 miles right here. Can you imagine that? Well, here we are on day one, August 2nd, the Ameriplan Health, and they launch it with over 500 providers and hundreds on the waiting list that they've got to process the application, and hundreds of ancillary care and laboratory things that they can't even put on the website yet. You got to look at it. I'm not going to give you the URL and links to it. If you haven't found it yet, you're going to have to wait till the end of this call to find it. But it's so cool. It's such a strong launch. It's going to spread like wildfire. And it's a very strong launch. Congratulations to every one of you. You're in the right place at the right time. No psych, no hype. Just a lot of people making a ton of money serving others with a spirit of servanthood. That's a good thing. Not ashamed of it one bit. But in order to be successful at this, it does require that you talk to people. This is a business of talking to people. You're either going to talk to people that you know, or you're going to choose to talk to people that you don't know, or you're going to choose to talk to people you know and don't know, or you're going to choose to talk to nobody. Say, what? Write it down, guys. This is the four things that happen. Either they choose to talk to people that they know, or they choose to talk to people that they don't know, or they choose to talk to people that they know and don't know, or they choose to talk to nobody. That's all that can happen. Then we get down to, what do you say? Tonight's training is about what do you say. I'm not here tonight to teach you the difference between warm market, how to call in favors, and coming out of your comfort zone amongst people you know. And I'm not here to talk to you tonight as a huge advocate for internet marketing, even though that's the vessel we've used to be this strong on the scoreboard, and so has so many on this team and on this call. But what I am telling you is that if you're here tonight and you're at the point where it's time to talk to people and you understand that, I want to tell you what to say and I want to tell you how to say it. I'm going to model this for you because in the upcoming weeks, as you follow this and as it unfolds, I'm going to go out and do live prospecting calls. And if you're following along through the training, it'll all make a lot more sense than if you just show up then. You should stay with me and learn the mindset of this script because it's powerful and it's effective and and you need to understand why it works. Do you realize that I get inquiries from all over the country every day by email? And when the same things come up over and over again, I've learned that that means it's generally a common question that others have as well. And one of the most common questions I've always gotten about the script that a lot of people have issue with and a lot of people take note of, in the beginning of the script, it says, if you could make an extra $450 to $900 a week. It's been revised to $250 to $500 a week. Is that right, OH?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to make sure I revised that thing before I said, thank you, Lord. And then, you see, but the problem is by the time that they've stepped up to the plate and got their arms around percolating, hanging out in the background, and now coming out of their comfort zone, dealing with back to school, summer vacation, everything in their life, now they're hungry, ready to go. And they look at that in the script, if you can make an extra $250 to $500, that sounds silly to me, by the way. That's silliness. Because if you can't do better than that, somebody deserves a spanking. Either you or your coach, or you just ain't talking to people. But somebody surely deserves a spanking. But if you can make it, they read it, and they haven't made $500 a week, $900 a week, or $250 a week. And then, therefore, when they're working on this script, they have certain personal conviction questions and issues about whether or not they're speaking the truth, and they have their own integrity to deal with, and their integrity to them is everything valid. I got an email from one of Daniel's brokers this week, just yesterday, about this. Just this woman's just stepping, I don't even remember if it's a woman or a man, I can't even tell you. I think it's a woman. She's just stepping up. She hadn't done anything for months. She's ready to read the script, get in the game, get on the phone and pitch the deal. She's got a problem with this, you know, I have to deal with this, she's saying, you know, saying that you could make an extra $250 to $500 a week right now. Would that still help you? Well, I haven't made that money. And then she went on in the email to ask me for the statistical analysis of what percentage of the people in Ameriplan have made that money, do make that money, and how real is it and attainable is it? She wasn't challenging me, mind you. She was really very respectful because this was a genuine issue of integrity in her heart to be able to pitch that. So I reply. Now, you got to understand, there is no statistical data from corporate on what percentage of the people get in the game, don't get in the game, quit, make how much per week, how it averages out. It doesn't break down like that. We measure income only one way in Ameriplan, genuine residual income. We don't measure people taking advances, RSDs, this and that, on and on. Those are bonus income. That's another training for another day after you make RSD and senior and get invited onto a leader's call. Right now, you just need to learn how to put on some business. Or we're going to lose you anyway, because we know by experience, if you don't start making $250 to $500 a week starting right now, if you don't start getting checks in the mailbox, you're not going to be on this call with us in September. You're going to be gone. So we know by experience that we need to get you getting on the phone, pitching the deal, and getting paid. This call is designed to get you off of ground zero. Get on the phone, pitch the deal, get paid, so we can take you to a new level. Let's put on some business, step out of your comfort zone. But let's get back to the issue at hand, because it's very valid and it comes up frequently. I get emails like this every single week, and I know for every one there's 10 more that never got sent. And people call me and ask me. We don't measure that statistical data, but this is what I know. I made $1,500 in my first month in Ameriplan. My son made $2,200 as an 18-year-old, right out of high school, shy, in his first 10 days. In his first week, he made $2,200. My sponsor, Michael Langto, made $1,300 in his first 21 days. His sponsor, Roger Kamen, made hundreds and hundreds of dollars in their first weeks in Ameriplan. Their sponsor and their sponsor's sponsor all the way to Dale Brooks, the national vice president of whose line we are in genealogy, our entire upline are national sales directors that wear a ring on their right hand, signifying their residual income is over $100,000 a year. Some over 125, some over 150, some over 175, some over 200, some over 2 1/4, some over 250, some over 450. So yes, it's real money. We really make it. The checks cash just fine. Never had one bounce ever yet. That's really a question of integrity and power and strength that you need to understand that people are thinking about. And when you get to that place in the script, excuse me, boy, you guys excite me, and I haven't even got to Ameriplan Health yet. Hang on, I'm going to wet my throat. When you get to that place in the script, and you're asking the prospect, Bob, if you could make an extra $250 to $500 a week starting right now, would that still help you? I want you to understand, regardless of your personal performance or lack of it, let me say it again, it steps on toes, folks, but that's why we're here as a true team. Regardless of your personal performance or lack of it, this is not an exaggerated amount of money that our people come into this business making. As a matter of fact, it's on the very low side of conservative for anyone who's got the guts to talk to others. Say, whoa, Steve, just tell me what to say, man. Don't step on the toes like that. Guys, I have to be truthful with you about recruiting. Recruiting is 90% guts and 10% repetition. I know how heavy that phone looks when it's time to pick up that phone to go prospecting. Lord, may there be anything else in my life that needs to be done other than picking up that phone to go prospecting. Please, RMFair emails to answer. Give me a new broker to train. Isn't there an email to be created? Can't I go reinvent the internet now? And won't I instant message with my pals? And don't I have virus scans and refrags to do? We are not in the send and receive business. And I'm speaking strong now to every internet lead that has ever signed up in Ameriplan, including my frontline and downline, because that's where I got all my line. We're not in the send and receive business. We're not in the HTML business. We're in the talking to people business. A leader that gets away from talking to people is nothing more than a geek. Nobody makes a nickel on send and receive. Nobody trains, motivates, recruits, signs up any brokers, or builds their check while playing on the email or the internet. It is a distraction. Quite frankly, all the internet can ever do for you is give you an endless supply of quality people to talk to. That's all the internet is for. Your email is for one thing, to give you the right people to talk to. May you be guided by your sponsor to the hot vendors that sell the best leads so you can get on the phone and dial, smile, and close your way to financial freedom, because it will not come any other way. It won't come from your job, and it won't come from your computer. It won't come from a matrix or an infinite power line growing. No gifting program will ever pay you. There are no lottery tickets or guaranteed winners or anything other than you being a sucker. You will work for this in the ultimate four-letter word with dial, smile, and closing. You will share with people from that script with truth and conviction and speak into their life and give them this opportunity, this entrepreneurial opportunity for financial freedom in 2 years or less. Jarvis laid out a 12-month plan last night and knocked me off my socks. it'll come to you when I can and when it's appropriate and applicable. And there is no doubt at all, no doubt at all, that what we're seeing historically in Ameriplan is what used to take people 2 to 4 years to do, they're doing it now in 2 years, and now we're going to see a transition into 1 year. And you know, the brokers that sign up under your brokers are probably going to come in and hit 100 grand in 6 months. It's big. It's fast. It's got momentum. It's powerful. The money is real, and the point is this. When you speak with people from that script, you're speaking into their lives. We're going to get the recorded prospecting calls back. We're going to have them hosted again in the emails. People can listen to me do live prospecting from the script, the way all those warriors on the scoreboard do it. And they're going to be able to listen to this and mimic it, all right? And we're going to be doing them live again coming up. But the one thing always that people notice when they listen to me do it is that I speak very exactly. I'm not afraid to pause. And I don't go very fast. But boy, you can really tell that guy means what he says. The mindset of the script is all about equipping you with what to say. Now, my mindset as a mentor is to equip you with how to say it. And I want to take every one of you on this call right now in my voice range to a level that's not in the script. Because I've heard too many people calling and pitching this thing like they're reading a funeral note or a robot. We are not robots, and this is not an invitation to anyone's funeral. It's a celebration of American entrepreneurship and ultimate financial freedom with a powerful victor in the healthcare industry. And the scoreboard don't lie. Those that go before you are dynamically rich and wealthy. And you need to speak the victory, even though the victory is yet an inch away. You see, the truth doesn't get watered down because you don't have it in the sweaty little palm of your hand. You see, the truth is the truth, even if you don't have your arms around it. You can't change the truth. You didn't create the truth. You're not even molding the truth. The truth is just this fact in reality. That if you'll follow our system, you will be financially free in 12 to 24 months. And we're talking about wearing the ring of a founder, a six-figure residual income earner, not advances, no foolishness, no gifting, gaming, flinging, no soaps, lotions, or potions, genuine lifetime residual income that will be passed on to your children and your children's children. There's nobody in this country that can say that, that has ever done that, or has a scoreboard of people going back 12 years proving that. Doesn't exist. When you speak into people's lives, do not rob them of their opportunity for this blessing with your mediocrity. Now, I'm being real strong, and I know that I'm coming down real hard, and there's people here. We've got RSDs here on this call that just called in for favors and put on six $1 members to be an RSD, to knock out structure, to step up to their plate and learn what to do next. And now I'm telling you what to do next. Get your heart on right. Get your head on right. Get the script in your hand and call your sponsor. Find out where you're going to get those prospects to call. And call them with your head screwed on right. Call them with your heart screwed on right. Call them with the truth, even though the truth may yet be an inch away from the grasp of your palm. You see, truth is not watered down by our inconsistencies, failures, or lack of action. The beautiful thing about this truth is that it's backed up by facts and the top income earners in this company. And we put this in your hand with great conviction, and we pass on this inheritance to you. And we say, look, take this thing now and do what Ricky and Kathy Howe just did with it, what Troy Mackey just did with it, what O.H. Brown just did with it, what all the True Team National Sales Directors are doing with it, what all of these people that are on the top of the scoreboard, what 80 of the top 100 income earners and recruiters are doing, and pitch the deal with conviction, it's real. Pitch it with conviction, it's real, and pitch it consistently. No magic to it. I think I was in month 4. I was a regional sales director dying on the vine, wanting to be a senior, thinking I was going to sink, man, thinking I was going to... Poor Kyle Robinson, man. Kyle, he wasn't going to show up at convention unless he was a senior. I guess he'd been in RSD 4 months. And, you know, he wasn't going to see my face until he was senior. Locked himself up in the hotel room in Dallas and put on the last 2 brokers, filled the necessary slots so he could walk down and give me a hug and say I made it. You know, that's a real trek you got there. RSD to senior is the biggest bite. I'm certain the hardest promotion to obtain, depending upon 3 people to get to RSD, won't call in favors, won't show up, don't know where they are. Let me tell you the magic behind making senior okay. You might not like it, but I'm going to tell you. If you're in RSD, you just did what you did. Now, here's what you need to do. Right-click on the script, print it out, and go pitch 1,000 people. You'll be senior. The quicker you pitch 1,000 people, the quicker you'll get there. The first 200 pitches, the first 200 dials you make, you're going to be a mess, a nightmare. Let me tell you, you want to know my training? Here's the extent of my training, and this is a fact of what happened. I went to a friend from church and virtually asked them to sign me up. I believed in him, what he was doing, and he was wearing a 6-figure ring on his hand. He signed me up, and we got together for training. I sat there and watched all of these emails coming in. He said, these are prospects. I'm generating prospects. We call them and we read them the script, and they sign up. Here, watch me. I'll do it. He grabs one off of the printer. He dials the phone number. He pitches the guy and signed him up on the first call. I almost swallowed my tongue. Then he reaches over to the printer, grabs a handful of those prospects, puts it in my left hand, takes the script out of his left hand, because he read the script, and put the script in my right hand. He said, great, hands me the phone and says, now you do it. My training was over. What did I do? Man, you know what kind of warrior champion I am. I said, I'm getting the hell out of here. Julie's calling me for dinner, Michael. I got to go home. I scurried my stuff together. I got to go home, man. It's dinner time. And I scurried my stuff. He said, don't leave without these prospects. Here's your script. He gave them to me as I freaked out the door. He gave me a lot, man. My sponsor wasn't fooling around, you know. Back in them days, you could generate 100 prospects a day. Now you're fighting for 30 if you're a warrior. He must have given me 50, maybe 50 prospects. He just did whatever he had. He was going to pour it all out. He was going to pour it all out on me. So I got out of there, man. Julie's calling for dinner, something or other. Must have been beat red. Got home. I'm not sure I had told Julie, by the way, that I had signed up into any kind of home-based business or anything. Locked myself in the spare bedroom. Took me a day or two to let her know I had done this. And then I was, like, getting myself worked up, committed, you know. I went out and bought a new computer. Went out and bought this big, giant oak desk wall unit for my... And I was telling her, get your spare bed out of there. I'm going into business. In the spare bedroom, and I bought a $600 desk and a $1,000 computer. Oh, I had no money. It was all on credit. I was just crazy. But I was going to make this thing work. It didn't matter. I was still up on a dial-up internet. I didn't know jack diddly about no internet. I said, I'm going to upgrade to high speed. I'm going to get me some of that high-speed internet now. This is 3 years ago next week. Maybe it's the 22nd of August. Either the 22nd of August is when I got started, or that's when my sister's birthday is. One or the other. But it was August 3 years ago. I'm celebrating my three-year anniversary. And, man, I just ran or was goofing around in the spare bedroom, put up this wall unit, tried to get up from dial-up on the high-speed Internet, and crashed out, tore up my computer, didn't know what the heck I was doing, got a poor Internet connection. They cut the cable in the front yard, yabba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I wasn't calling those products, I can tell you that right now. And I didn't fast-track to RFD, and I'm so regretting it. I almost hate it every time I have to confess to it. I was a fast track to nowhere. I was a freak. I was scared. I'd never pitched nothing. I listened to Troy introduce himself on the new broker training call. You know what I bring to the table, says our lovable Shrek? I was a construction worker. You know what I brought to the table? I was a foreign missionary in a foreign land. These are not experienced salesmen here. These are people just like me and you. We're people just like you. Man, I finally ran out of excuses and got myself in here and got myself this cordless phone. I got a headset. I always seen my sponsor wear a headset, you know, walk around the house with a headset on. You're supposed to wear a headset. I guess if you do this business, you own a headset, period. Nobody I ever seen do this business without a headset. Got me a headset and got me a phone and had these prospects here. Locked the door, was practiced up on the script, and it was torturous to pick up the phone. Do you know what kind of favor you could do your new broker to call him up and say, want to go out and listen to me, by the way? I'm going out on the calls tonight. I'm going to pitch, you know, I'm working prospects from 7 to 9 tonight. Would you like to tag along like a fly on the wall and listen to how it's done? You'd be giving that guy one of the greatest gifts of his life. It's a fearful, horrible thing to sit there paralyzed in phone fear. You just can't imagine. One day I'm going to let Pat Olds come on and tell you about it. You know, you just have to know that we've all come the same way. I got on the phone and called the first guy. Is Bob there? This Bob. My name is Steve. This, never mind. Hung up, crumbled up the prospect and threw it in the corner of my room. That was my first call. My second call, I might have spit out my name and his name before I hung up, freaked out. My third call, I might have made it to the third sentence, lost my place on the script, couldn't even read, man. I was so petrified that I literally couldn't focus on the paper in front of me and lost my place reading the script word for word. I had a stack. I'm looking over in the corner. Wait till we go to webcam and I can show you this right here in my office. I'm still in the same spare bedroom. I had a stack in the corner right there next to that closet that was waste paper basket high, you know, kind of like knee high, a little stack of them there. Before I ever got to the end of the script, I had a horrible crumbled up stack. I guarantee you that you have to be hungry to do that. You have to kind of be scared about your future to do that. See, most people, they wouldn't do that, man. They would like, nope, not for me, not the sales type, not the people talker type. You have got to have something burning set down inside of your gut to come out of your comfort zone to do that. Only those people get on the phone and dial smile and close, by the way. Show me a rich man that's comfortable getting on the phone and pitching this thing. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Look, you got to have something burning down inside. This is not a wide road traveled. This is a narrow path. It's a phenomenal path to financial freedom, but it's not a wide path. You got to come out of your comfort zone and get on the phone and pitch this thing and learn how to read that thing, and you learn how to do it with conviction. You learn how to mean what you say. And then finally, this is a dynamic training tip. I encourage you to pass it on to everybody you coach on the script. All that new broker needs to do with the script is basically this. practice and go half speed. They all go two times too fast. All of them. You got to slow down. Commas mean pause and breathe. They don't breathe. New brokers don't breathe. They pace through the script. All you got to do, if you want to improve 100% in your presentation, and I'll get Steve Porter one day to come online and share about this. He started to put on brokers after he just did this one thing. Slow down. Half speed. People cannot hear what you say if they cannot hear what you say. And your mouth is running faster than their brain. If anybody hangs up on you ever, it's for one reason and one reason only. They couldn't hear what you said. You were going too fast. The only time I think I've been hung up on in 3 years of doing this is I once caught a guy who just had caught his wife cheating. He hung up on me. We went on to become great friends, counseled him through a horrible scenario. He never did become a broker, but we became great, great friends. He did hang up on me, and some other guy, his daughter ran over to her cat. I gotta go! You know, it was like, boom. Not interested. People don't hang up on us. Matter of fact, if they knew you, if you'd let them know you, if you'd let them feel your heartbeat, they'd probably invite you over Saturday for a barbecue. They're not rejecting us. Slow down. The rejection factor here is not devastating. It is easily overcomable with simple repetition and practice. Not nearly as horrible as what's going through your mind right now. There's no horrible fear of rejection that could possibly... There's no horrible rejection that could possibly match up to the fear of rejection that we go through. It's impossible. We've dealt with a greater rejection in our own families, from our own children, our own siblings, and our own spouses, and our own parents, than you'd ever encounter pitching this deal to an internet lead who's got his hand raised in the air asking about making money. You've already dealt with worse rejection. All you need to do is muster up the guts to get in the game and do this. Do it 1,000 times, you'll be a pro, and you'll be free for life. Call your sponsor, find out what leads you should be buying, what's hot and what's not, and then read them the script. Be diligent. Work hard. Get good. You gotta be bad at this before you're any good. I was 4 months before I ever thought I gave a good presentation. I was an RSD 4 months into this thing. The script was worn at the edges. The oil from my hands were visible on the nasty-looking script that I had spilled coffee on at least twice. I was 4 months, an RSD, dying to make scene, still pitching the deal like a madman hammering the phone. And I got off the phone and said, wow, I think I just gave a good presentation. That sounded like a good presentation. Look, if you want it, and you know anything about delayed gratification, if you understand anything about reaping and sowing, if you have the slightest concept in your mind of something worthwhile is worth working for, then get out the script, get on the phone and pitch this thing, and join us in financial freedom. The remaining 10 minutes, I want to talk to you about a day marked on your calendar, circled in red. One of the things I love about the True Team Champions is they're the greatest copycats that I've ever met in my life. These guys do everything I say literally. I ain't kidding. I'll be somewhere at convention and they'll bring me this calendar and say, I circled it in red, just like you said, and marked it. It's historic, an historic moment. Today we released Ameriplan Health. You want to see a preview of it? Go to AmeriplanHealth.com. Let me clear my throat and have a sip of water. AmeriplanHealth.com. And by the way, the servers are updating these web pages all day long. So if you looked at it this morning, don't be surprised when you look at it tonight that it's different. And don't be surprised tomorrow when you look at it tomorrow and say it's still evolving. And you're watching the ticker counter of those family practitioners in Texas rise from 300 to 400 to 500 to 4,000. And boy, it's just going to take off. It's going to take off. It's way fast now. Way fast. Great launch. We're going to get it right in Texas. And then we're going to release this thing strategically, market by market, the way we know how. Do you know, and I want to give you a little bit of a picture. This is a phenomenal thing I heard, and I want you to understand it, about the credibility of who we are in the healthcare industry, and about doing things right, and about being successful. When we released our dental plan, it was a wicked vision of Dennis and Daniel. People in the dental industry and in the medical industry thought we were really, they were really way out there in their idea of discount health benefits, not insurance, discount health benefit plan. Starting with three dentists, could you imagine pitching the deal to a broker or a member? We got three dentists over here. Maybe they had seven. You know, I mean, it was unbelievable. This weekend, our Senior Vice President of Provider Relations, Miss Julia Baker, greatly credited for absolutely dynamically creating the one and only leader in the dental industry's provider base. We own our provider. This is a proprietary. We're not leasing this through some companies, no gimmicks, no foolishness, no tail wagging the dog. She was invited by the American Dental Association to their annual convention, and she spoke this weekend as their keynote speaker. Ameriplan, the American Dental Association's keynote speaker. What a long way that's come, guys. Real integrity. Phenomenal stature in our industry. Now, let me tell you, for those brokers that will get in the game and pitch the deal, it won't be 3 years from now, 5 years from now. When Miss Julia Baker stands before the American Medical Association, the AMA, as their keynote speaker, nothing like this has ever been done in the healthcare industry. In order to process these healthcare applications in Texas, you need to have the ICP-2 package. If you don't know what I'm talking about processing applications, no worries. Call your sponsor. Your sponsor knows what ICP-2 is, and they'll show you how to get on the internet. Join us in the 21st century. It's exciting, thrilling, and real wealth is being created on the internet in this new millennium. Join us. Ameriplan Health is releasing a medical product, a health plan, never before been seen in the United States of America, just as our dental plan was. But Ameriplan Health gives you an Ameriplan Health credit card. When you're accepted, the doctor will get paid, and you will receive treatment. This is going to revolutionize our country. The revolution was launched. Circle it on your calendar. August 2nd, the website's updated on mybenefitsplus.com and ameriplanhealth.com, and we released Ameriplan Health. And a huge, huge congratulations to all of you for being at the right place at the right time. Go to those websites, read the details. For those of you that are more advanced users in your own e-marketing systems, one of the most common questions, when are we going to really update our team websites in reflection, and when are we going to update our email campaigns in reflection? And let me tell you this, I'll pull the trigger like the craziest man you've ever seen let the dogs out as soon as the ammo is loaded. You have my word of honor. You have my word of honor. Nobody will pull the trigger like True Team. You have my word of honor. Stay tuned to True Team Support, for you're rocking the world there, guys, and we congratulate you and love you, and we're thankful for you. God bless you all. Have a good night, and stay tuned to True Team Support. Now you call your sponsor. Good night, everybody.